The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Good morning, I'm Randy Naughton at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. Fire this morning damaged a commercial building on Natural Bridge at Clarence in North St. Louis. It started just after midnight. St. Louis City had 60 firefighters battling the two-alarm blaze. No word of any injuries or what may have caused the fire. St. Louis County residents have another chance today to share what they'd like to see in a new police chief. Current Chief John Belmar plans to retire at the end of April. The County Police Board holds the second of three listening sessions today to get input on choosing his replacement. It is tonight at 6 o'clock at the Pavilion at Lime on Gregg Road. In sports, it was a wild one at Enterprise Center. Blues hosting the Blackhawks. The Blues win it over the Blackhawks 6-5. The Blues will host the New York Islanders tomorrow night. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, light snow will be winding down as we work through the morning rush hour. Accumulations have been light and mostly on grassy surfaces. Later on today, a few snow showers or flurries will continue. High temperatures will reach the mid and upper 30s. Tonight will bring slowly clearing skies and overnight low temperatures in the 20s.